Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much. We're hanging out with us. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. I'm having a great visit with our good friend, Governor Pete DuPont, a member of the Board of Directors at NCPA.org, National Center for Policy Analysis, former governor of the great state of Delaware and member of Congress and former presidential candidate, Governor Pete DuPont. Thanks again to Governor for hanging out with us. The Republican Party is having a tough time the last two elections being competitive on the presidential ticket. What's it going to take for the GOP? And the GOP seems to be almost needing to remind people, like Mark Twain, you know, regardless of the headlines, you know, my death has been exaggerated. You know, I mean, what do you think?
Well, I think, first of all, I think you're right on target. What's going to happen after the next election?
You mean the 2014 election?
Well, first, the first election in the Congress. But secondly, whether Obama thinking is going to continue for the next 2 years after the next election. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a huge election next time, and the Republican Party needs a couple of things. First, it needs to take control of the Senate somehow by winning the seats it needs, so that either they can take control of it or they can get so close to control of it that everything slows down. It's a little more difficult to do. And then we have got to elect, Republicans have to elect a president in the next election.
Well, before they can do that, though, let's just back up. Let's not get it too far ahead of ourselves, Governor, with due respect, because before they can elect a president, they got to nominate somebody who's electable.
Oh, no question about that.
And it seems to me, I mean, you and I both know that the presidential election process has been a beauty contest to some degree for a long time, but it's gotten even worse now. It's become a reality TV show almost. And it seems to me, we live in reality TV America, Governor. It seems to me that the Republicans have been running a campaign based on who could govern the best, while the Democrats were running a campaign on who could get elected the best.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, am I wrong about that?
No, I think you're right about that.
Americans want sex and sizzle. They want the sizzle. They don't necessarily want the substance when they go to the polls.
Well, that's exactly right, and the country has become, more democratic in its thinking in the last couple of years.
We're center left now instead of center right. Is that what you think?
We are, and
I think of the people who show up at the polls. That's correct.
Yes, it is, and I maybe I'm wrong here, but I'll go ahead and say it anyhow. Hillary Clinton is going to be the candidate on the Democrat side, she's going to be very popular because she did a very good job.
I agree with you, but can any Republican beat her?
Well, that's the question. We've got to
any
get
Republican.
We could get a good Republican like we used to have down in the legislature, first, we've got to get a couple of really good candidates to get into it, and it's way too soon to worry about whether that's coming to pass yet. There's going to be a lot of people running, that's okay. That'll allow us to look at what they can do and how they can do it.
I agree with you. I agree that she's. I think she will run. I think if she runs, she'll be nominated. I don't think there'll be a lot of opposition against her on the Democrat side. Is it possible that the Republicans went too far last time and beat themselves up too long so that Romney was already damaged goods by the time he was able to mount a defense?
Well, I think Mitt Romney surprised a lot of people. know, after the first debate,
yep.
he did so well that all of us thought, I mean, I went to the office the next day, and everybody I talked to said, gee, gosh, I guess the election's over. The Republicans are going to win it.
Yeah.
And I didn't. I said, you know, I don't think you know that yet. It's got to get thought about. But I think it's going to be a real challenge. We've got to get a really good candidate who can run nationwide, do a good job, become the next president so we can turn things around in Washington.
But who would that be? Is that going to be a governor? Is it going to
well,
be
that's,
a governor?
Well, that's the question. And I don't know who it's going to be.
Is the Republican Party capable of mounting a popular type of campaign rather than a fundamentals campaign like Romney ran?
Oh, I think the Republicans absolutely have the power to be able to do that. And I think if we had a Ronald Reagan type of a person somewhere in America, that he could absolutely win.
Is America ready for another Ron? Back to our point a minute ago about the nation being center-left, you know, is that what's, you know, I'm worried that we've already crossed the tipping point. That Jefferson and de Tocqueville warned us about, where you've got more people taking from the government than paying into the government. I worry that when we do that, we lose ourselves.
Well, that's possible, but it seems to me that, to take the example we were talking about a few minutes ago, when the new Obamacare comes into effect, that's going to change a lot of thinking.
And people will see, we will see, the next election cycle will make a big difference in what we understand about America. When we come back, I want to talk about another topic with our good friend, Governor Pete DuPont. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.